The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back to Old School with DP and J.
Welcome back.
Would you rather talk to me?
I think most recruits and transfers.
What's up, my brother? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what, man, about old boy from Michigan. Mm. I had to size him up, man, because I remember seeing him on film. I was like, that's a big brother, man. You know what I mean?
Oluwatomi.
Yeah.
And it was clear to everybody in the room that Nebraska does not have offensive linemen who look like Oluwatomi.
But I had to size him up, and my first impression, well, first of all, he's a great young man, great family.
He got into UVA first try, right, academically. So.
Very, very respectful, thoughtful. First question he asked me, he's like, any advice you could give me on how to make it? And that right there lets you know he's very, very humble. But you want to size him up, right? I mean, granted, I'm old and stuff like that, but I just wanted to, you know, I mean, I grew up watching it and being a ball boy for Randall McDaniel, who's a Hall of Famer, and a lot of those guys. So, you know, Randall McDaniel was put together pretty good. And I rolled up on him, you know what I'm saying, the little young lion. I was like, yeah, you know, I might have some problems with him.
Because
he is put together.
Long arms,
powerful.
Massive, thick, everywhere. You just went, wait a minute. I love the Nebraska lineman, but that dude looked like a Sunday dude right now.
Yeah.
And that was it. Question.
Yeah, big old head, too.
Yeah, question. Yeah. Oh, he had the supersized helmet. Yeah. He had the supersized helmet. I told him, he came up on the stage after everybody got done speaking. And I said, because he signed a helmet for them to raffle off. Mm. And I said, that's not your helmet. That's not your helmet. He goes, nah. Nah. He goes, that helmet ain't big. I'm like, I know. That helmet is not big enough to be your helmet. So, you know, the event Saturday, Remington, Dave Remington is clearly characterful. Like, he has more personality and moxie than a lot of Huskers I've met. Great storyteller. Yeah. The funny thing was, so when we walked up and met, Remington played with one of my best friends. Brian Blados played with the Bengals. He was a starting left guard between next to Munoz. And it was Blados' birthday, and I'm like, hey, let's do a video. We sent him the video. Blados was very appreciative. But he started telling stories of Brian in college, and I'm like, yeah, that's Brian. That's the dude. But his appreciation and being humble in
this
space.
Was the biggest thing I took away from him. Somebody that has a award, national award named after him, you know, historic, you know, player himself, didn't want any of the limelight. I wouldn't say he hates doing it because he loves doing it, but he hates the limelight. Very, very humble, very engaging, funny and thoughtful. And then obviously going along with the not only Olu but Jake Grove came back, all the guys that came back and the guys that come for Johnny Rogers was there, Mike Rozier was there, Amon Green, who's just back in town, is going to be Professor Green, I guess, for his esports position at the University of Nebraska, just moved in. Just the way that he's able to galvanize people, get people to show up for, you know, cystic fibrosis, but then also just for him, the award, it was fun. That was my first time, so you know, I was definitely impressed, and but impressed with the people there, and that's why his
event. And Ron Brown has an age. He really told the truth. Ron Brown has the Fountain of Youth in his basement.
Yeah,
like because it just like, and then I saw him last night at the team dinner. They had a big team dinner last night, and the folks from Mary Ellen Charles. Thank you, Charles Phillips. From Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul, for not only feeding us today, right? He dropped, you know, we got a bunch of food today, but he fed the entire football team last night. Opportunity to meet Matt Rhule, opportunity to meet the new coaches, talk to the players once again. But in that space, Ron Brown was there, and Ron, it really is. It's amazing that he's got the best pores ever,
man.
Like his skin condition, whatever he does for skin conditioning. Needs to be bottled and sold immediately.
He the definition of black don't crack, man.
Man, he like he
that
he,
brother is. I remember yes, Ron Brown was up in my living room, and he was on the way to see Kenny Cheatham, and so I just had been on a visit. So, and I knew I was gonna. I mean, my dad wouldn't let me commit, but he wanted me to wait. But I know Ron. I mean, the only thing different than Ron Brown then versus now is he used to have a mustache. He's got the first day of school cleanly shaven, right. Just a clean look.
Right.
And he got the swag and the strut with him.
Yep.
That Ron Brown always had. And you know, he's good, man. It's great see Coach Brown there. But yeah, it was great, man. It was a good event. And so for the texter,
what would I have done
with the 10 grand? If I didn't commit, I mean, that's why my dad didn't want me to take it, because back then, you know, if they could have dimed you out, you could have gotten in trouble. Now, granted, I knew who came over with it, because a high school teammate and classmate, his dad's a huge K-State booster. But back then it was different. Now, if it was right now, of course I'd just take 10 grand for you to be sitting down with you. Then, you know, then we could decide then.
There are players that get paid for meetings.
I would have probably got you like Rouse did. Yeah, I commit to K-State. Nebraska, I need a little bit more cash. And then I went to Nebraska.
Cash App. Yeah. Hit that Cash App, man. There's no bagman now. Electronic is the way, unless you in the mid. You know what? It is a Midwest thing. The bag man has become a Midwest thing. It used to be Florida, Cali, New York. That was where the bag people.
SMU.
Texas, yeah. Anything that was near a border. But now those folks go electronic. Folks in the heartland, hey, man, bring the tractor and leave a bag. We cash in it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
But that was the K-State was the only school that ever tried to give me something. And that was only because They were so horrible then, and that was like a year before they went all JUCO, and they were trying to get it. And I was like, man, I ain't going to Kansas. If I ain't going to Wichita State to play basketball, I definitely ain't going to Kansas.
I never got.
I mean, Nebraska was the worst. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
They gave you the least, but that was why.
No, probably Nebraska ain't gave me tiddly poo. They gave me a pack of gum and a pat on the butt.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, they gave me some pack of Big Red, and that was it. And some Gatorade, some Gator Lights, or whatever.
Some Kool-Aid Red.
Yeah. And a meal card. I was cool with that. You know, so it was all good. I didn't ask for much.
When I got to college, because I had – so there were three guys on my high school team that were all American level. And so going through their process with them, and my process was different. So what they were getting from Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Texas A&M, et cetera, I was getting from Howard, Hampton, Morehouse, Spelman. I was getting those people. And the difference is that you did have money people who were around.
Right.
But the amount of money was different. Because then it was an envelope with $500 in it, and it was a big deal, right? It was a big deal until you go to a larger school where the envelopes are larger. And I didn't know. Like I said, the first time I had my first college home run, and I got my first envelope. And I was like, well, if you had told me this is what I get for hitting home runs –
swing a little harder.
Those doubles would have looked, man.
Yeah, I would have been stretching them bad boys out.
You know, gap power my butt. I'm going.
we couldn't even get an interview after having a sack or something, man. You weren't getting done.
Deadpool hitter.
It was Tommy Frazier or bust. We couldn't even get an interview.
No, it would be the reception. They'd have these, especially on the road.
Yeah, we weren't doing that.
You get these receptions, right? And then in these receptions, it was really the handshake. Or the other side of it was
the envelope
in the refrigerator. So we would come back.
Oh, come on, player.
Hey, look. This is what the get down was. Another question for you in the text line. Is Matt Rhule prioritizing the walk-on program? What are your thoughts? Do you know? What do you think?
I don't know.
If the number's 125.
Yeah, they're cutting the roster a little bit.
Right? Because that is down from 155, yeah. Right? Like that's a.
But it could always expand, though, too. And sometimes, I don't know. I mean, that's something that somebody's got to ask him. I'm sure he's not not prioritizing it. Maybe he's trying to prioritize it where it's you want to make sure every walk-on is given a legitimate chance to, be a contributor, but then also contributing, which is most important is helping the team be better. And if he feels comfortable, again, roster size, that he feels comfortable that he can do his job to win the most games, then you got to respect that. And then it could always change, right? You could always come in and say, all right, I want it to be 125, 130. But then if you say, hey, look, there's a bunch of kids that want to walk on that are actually really good players and they decide that they don't want to go and say go D2 or lower D1, want to come here, then you got to expand it. So I'm going to tell you like this. I didn't know about the walk-on program until I got here. Mm-hmm. I really didn't. I have a deep love for the Nebraska walk-on program because I saw it come to fruition and there's some great players that came from it. And second of all, the one of the main guys that taught me what it meant to be a Nebraska Cornhusker and how to work, X, Y, and Z, was Clint Brown. I talk about it all the time. It's in the book that I wrote. He was a walk-on. One of my best friends, Ben Butenbach, was a walk-on. Joel Makovica, we used to knock the crap out of each other when we had scrimmage on Wednesdays because that was our last full pad day, and then he let the young pups, we go at it. I saw him come in as a walk-on after his brother, work himself to it, give a legitimate chance, take advantage of it, and one of the best fullbacks ever to play here, even though I used to knock his head off all the time. I just see all that stuff, so I can see when it – and also Coach Osborne prioritized it. I seen Brian Shaw, who was from – I know he always gets mad, but I know it's around Superior, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to text me and say it's not. I'm sorry, Brian. But for him to come here as a walk-on and end up being a scholarship player, so I can go through so forth, tons and tons and tons of guys that have done it. I would hate if it wasn't a priority. And I obviously I'm a fan of the bigger roster, but if he feels comfortable at 125, you got to respect that because, you know, he's getting paid to, you know, to do the job. Corey says it's from Edgar, Nebraska. Is that a place? Edgar? Is there Gerald, Nebraska too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tater got a big question.
Yeah, I like that, but that was going to be one for the final segment. But we'll hold on to that one because I do want to close with that one and then get your pick for tonight. But it says, seems like we have a coach. We have to give the coach a bit of a break. He has a lot going on. He can't nail down every single thing out of the gate. Yes, he can.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you this.
That's his job.
Aaron, if you pay me $9 million, I'm going to knock everything out the box, out the wall, and then some. He'll get it right. Yeah. I mean, again, like you got to –
and he's got a full staff.
If this is what the number that they feel comfortable at, regardless if we like it or not, right, then he's got to do it. And as long as they win on Saturdays, people will be okay with it.
The twofold for the final segment. One, who wins tonight? Two, as he asked the question, thoughts on coming two players who, for whatever reason, went off the roster and are now back on the roster. If you're on a roster and players that were here come back, what is your reaction and your thought process towards them? We'll be right back.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.